Michelle's going to come forward this morning and read from Philippians 4, verses 2 through 9.
Morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We've been looking at the letter to the Philippians for the last several weeks, and one thing that Paul has been saying over and over and over is be dedicated. Be dedicated to what you're supposed to be doing. Don't just dabble in it. He wanted the followers of Christ there in Philippi to be dedicated disciples so that as trouble came, and Paul knew trouble would come, and trouble had already come, they would be able to be to make it through that trouble because they were grounded in the faith, they were grounded in the truth of God. But he knew there were those who would preach another gospel, a false gospel. And if they weren't grounded in the truth, a false gospel could wash them away, and they wouldn't have a firm foundation to stand on. Now, something that we've jumped over, but we're going to kind of go back to it, is Philippi was a Roman colony. That was a big deal. When Rome was expanding their territory, they would set up colonies. It was a little Rome outside of Rome itself. And so whatever Rome did, these colonies would begin doing. If for whatever reason Romans started wearing a shoe on their head, all these colonies would do the exact same thing. They wouldn't question. They just knew that Rome did it. They were going to do it. So they were very connected, and they wanted to stay connected because they had privileges as a colony. They didn't have to pay as much in taxes. They were allowed certain freedoms that other places weren't. But they were on the edge of the empire. They were there to protect Rome as the first line of defense. When Rome would expand their territory and they decided to set up a new colony, those military veterans who were retiring, they were given pieces of land in this area. And so they had a militia that could at least hold off the invading forces until the standing army got there. And then they could take over and do what needed to be done. These colonies were outposts. They heard from Rome, they sent word back to Rome, and they tried to mimic everything that Rome did because they wanted to stay who they were. A colony, an outpost, a beacon shining back to who Rome was. They were an outpost proclaiming to the outside world, this is what civilization looks like. This is what proper life should look like. So all of you barbarians, all of you heathens, all of you outside of Rome people, look to Rome, to what they're doing. Now Paul knows he's writing to a certain group of people. He's writing to Romans in Philippi. And he says, he begins this last little bit with rejoice. And the word really means to celebrate. in Paul's day, probably a lot like our own. There were those who celebrated because something big had happened, but their celebration quickly moved from celebration to destruction. Being a colony, when Rome celebrated something, they celebrated it. If there was a military victory, they celebrated. If there was a holiday for one of the plethora of gods, they celebrated. But just like in our own day, celebrations could quickly turn to destruction. Think about maybe the last time, maybe not your favorite team, but a team you followed won maybe the national title. I can think back just a few years ago. We didn't win the national title, but we got close. Texas Tech was playing for the national title in basketball. But before that, we won our Final Four game. And around the Lubbock campus, I don't know if they still do it. I haven't seen them in a while. But there used to be these little green scooters that would take your credit card, and then you could ride around campus. And several students got several of these little green scooters and lit them on fire. Moving from celebration to destruction. Think about maybe the Buffalo Bills have gotten a bad rap for some reason. They'd even do it before the game is played. They have people in the parking lot that are jumping off of cars onto tables and breaking tables. Celebration to destruction. Think about the last time you saw maybe the celebration. Somehow a couch is always involved. I don't know how it gets outside, but a couch gets outside and it gets lit on fire. Cars are beaten and lit on fire. Moving from celebration to destruction. And Paul says, celebrate, because there are things to celebrate. But then he goes on to caution them, but don't move into destruction. Let people know who you are. But there's a place to stop. There's a place to celebrate. There's a place to worship. But don't go too far, because if you go too far, it becomes something that it's not meant to be. Don't move from celebration into destruction. And then he says again, rejoice. Have joy. That's not something we often have, is it? Our everyday, we feel the stuff of the world being piled on us. And we forget that we're supposed to celebrate. We're supposed to have joy. He says he knows the people that he's talking to, and he could be talking to us. He says, don't worry about anything. Now, can you guess what the Greek word for anything means? Anything. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about scholarships. Don't worry about moving into the dorms. Moms and dads, don't worry about letting them go. Harder to do than it is to say. Don't worry about anything. Don't let anxiety build up within you and rule your life. But in everything, okay, again, what's the Greek word for everything? Everything. Everything. Go to the Lord in prayer. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Is there a muddy middle ground in there? No. Don't worry about anything. Don't have anxiety. Don't, easier said than done, don't let it rule your life. Take everything to God. He knows what your needs are. And He will give you peace. Don't we long for that? Don't we long for that peace that we don't have to worry about the bills? We don't have to worry about what that phone call is about now from the principal. We don't have to worry about it because we take it to God in prayer. And He gives us a peace. And we may not know all the answers. We may not know exactly what's going to happen, but we know God is taking care of it. And because we know God is taking care of it, we can give thanks. When's the last time we really gave thanks for something? We can be thankful at times, but do we live a life of thankfulness? Paul's trying to get those that he's spent time with, he sowed seeds of faith into their life. He's trying to get them to be a people of prayer and a people who are thankful all the time. That these are things they're known for. They're known for praying and they're known for being thankful. And then he says something rather strange. He says, finally, fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix your thoughts on what is honorable. Fix your thoughts on what is right. Fix your thoughts on what is pure. Fix your thoughts on what is lovely. Fix your thoughts on what is admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Fix your thoughts on these things, not on the evil of the world. There's all kinds of evil going on. We can turn on the news. We can pick up the newspaper. There's all sorts of bad things that are happening out there. And we can fixate on that, and we can worry about how that's going to impact us, or we can worry about what's going to happen, or we can turn our thoughts. We can fix our thoughts on something else. Fix our thoughts on what is best. Fix our thoughts on things that will push us closer to God instead of pushing us away from God. Fix your thoughts on these things. And then he says, Paul says, keep putting into practice all the things that I learned, that you learned from me. Everything you heard, everything you saw, keep doing these things. It's like he's saying, play Simon Says. I said do these things, so go and do them, because they will lead you closer to God. They will lead you into a life of faith. They'll help you to stay dedicated instead of just dabbling. And because you've stayed faithful, because you've been dedicated, the God of peace will be with you. Put into practice the things Paul showed so that God will be with you. Now, parents, I assume those of you that have a senior, you've had a conversation like I've had with Benjamin. We're sending him out. We've had 18 years. We've done our best, we think. This is our first one that we're launching in. Where we've messed up, we've got a couple more that we can work better on. Sorry, Benjamin. But we're launching him out. And we've told him there's things that we expect of you. And I'm sure your parents have all told you the same things. When you leave our house, we expect you to act these ways. You're going out as an outpost of the Ellerbrook family, the Keyes family, the Delgado family, the Tucker family, the Foster family, the Engel family. You're going out as an outpost to show the world something different. You're going out mainly as college students. Phoebe, we get to keep you in high school a few more years. But you're going out as an outpost from your family to show them that life can be different. The world will look at you and they will see a college student. And there will be stereotypes that they place upon you. You like to sleep till noon. You eat pizza every meal. You're living off mom and dad. There's stereotypes they're going to place on you. But you don't have to live into those stereotypes. Your parents have spent 18 years sowing into your lives for you to go out to show the world something different. There will be evil forces that try to form you in a different way. And there are things that you still have to learn. But there's a lot that you don't, because you can say no. My parents, my community, my church, people that loved me poured into my life, and I don't have to do that. I don't have to be that type of college student. I can be someone, something different. I'm going to be an outpost. I'm going to be a beacon that points to the right direction. And I hope that happens for you. And I pray that happens for you, that y'all are beacons pointing in the right direction. We as a church, we've been poured into for some of us for 6 or 7 years, some of us for 60 or 70 years. And when we gather as the people of God, we gather and we are called to worship. We sing songs reminding us of who God is, as well as telling God who we understand Him to be. We lift up our prayers and our concerns, and then we're sent out. We're sent out to be outposts. We're sent out to be beacons, pointing to the right things. Whether you work at the prison, you're an outpost there, a beacon shining towards what life should be like. Whether you work at the hospital, you're an outpost, you're a beacon pointing to the true healer. If you work at the school, you're a beacon, you're an outpost showing others the right way. But when we leave this place, do we understand we're being sent? Do we understand that we are an outpost in a world that's trying to crash in? Do we understand we're a beacon pointing to something greater than ourselves? We're a colony out there. We're an outpost. We're a beacon pointing to something. What are we pointing to? Now, I know most Sundays when we get done with worship, the first thing on my mind is, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do this afternoon? How long am I going to get to nap this afternoon? But maybe we need to change our thinking. Maybe I need to change my thinking. When I leave this place, where am I going? And how am I pointing others to something greater than me? When you are launched, and we still have a few weeks before you go, but when you leave, in your life, will you point to something greater than yourself? Or will you be pulled down into something lesser? And that goes for all of us. Will we be pulled down into something lesser? Or will we point to something greater so that others can have hope and others can have that peace that Paul talks about because we followed faithfully after him and pointing the way to others so they can find him as well? I'm going to invite our seniors to come forward. I'll have three of you kneel down here, and I'll have three of you kneel over here. So if y'all would come. One on the end, one in the middle, one on the end, and then the same thing over here. I'll invite family, if you would come down and stand behind your senior. Hi. Now, I would invite friends, if you've got a special connection to one of these seniors, if you've got a special connection to multiple, I invite you to come and stand as near as you can to one of our seniors, those who would like to come forward. So if you would gingerly lay a hand on the senior. Lizzie's going to offer a prayer for all of our seniors, and then she's going to pray specifically for each one of our seniors, and then I'm going to end with a prayer for all seniors. Let us bow as we pray and send our blessings with our seniors today.
God of truth and knowledge, by your wisdom, we are taught in the way and the truth. Bless Cooper, Benjamin, Phoebe, Lane, Addie, and Josh as they finish their senior year. We thank you for those who taught and worked beside them and all who supported them along the way. Walk these seniors as they leave and move forward in their life. Take away their anxiety and confusion of purpose. Strengthen their many talents and skills, and instill in them a confidence in the future you plan, where energies may be gathered up and used for the good of all people. I pray over Cooper as he's going to WT, go Buffs, and he's going into the School of Music. I just ask that he glorifies you in music and how that touches people's lives and leads them closer to you, Lord. I pray for Benjamin as he goes to Texas Tech in the School of Communication, go comm majors, that he learns how to communicate God's love and forgiveness to a world that too often turns away. Phoebe, as she continues on at Childress High, that God will work through her to bless her teachers and fellow students. And for Lane, as he also goes to Texas Tech for nursing, that bodies, minds, and spirits will be healed through the work that God does through his life. And Addie, as she goes to Midwestern State for pre-med, that God will also work through Addie's life to bring healing to the lives and point others to the true healer, which is you, Lord. And Josh, as he goes to Clarendon College for communication, through his writings and his words, he will communicate the truth of God to a world that often settles for half-truths and lies. Almighty God, today we celebrate the accomplishments of our graduates. They have worked diligently, and we thank you for your provision, wisdom, and guidance for them along the way. May they continue to walk in your will in the days ahead. Please bless their lives with faith, hope, and love, and help them to use their gifts wisely, all for your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Father God, we pray over these families, especially our seniors. We pray a blessing on them as they go and are an outpost in places that we aren't right now. Whether it be in Lubbock or Clarendon, whether it be in Canyon or Wichita Falls, that we're sending them out to be an outpost of who we are as individual families and as a church and as a community. We pray for them that they will be a beacon to show others the right way, the way to you. Some of our families, this is the last child that we're launching into the world, and we feel that empty nest coming on. And for some of us, it's our first, and we're tentative on what this means and if we've done everything right. But give us peace. Take away our worries and our anxieties. Take away our seniors' worries and anxieties as they begin to do new things in new places. But we pray they do it all with your spirit of blessing, of hope, of joy, of peace in their lives. Watch over and protect them as they go make a difference in your world, Father. We pray all of this in your Son's name. Amen. All right. Y'all may.